Hi, my name is Dee, and this is Spiritual Wannabe, the podcast, and I have Asil with me. Welcome to my podcast, and I'm so excited to do this interview because I've read so much about what we are going to do today evening in the workshop, and I want you to tell all my listeners, what is the workshop about? What is it called? What are we going to experience there?
So we call it, it's a group healing and channeling session. That's as simplified as we could make it. In this workshop or in this experience, I call it rather a spiritual experience. What will happen is I will embody an energy, a benevolent energy that is here to assist the people that come and that are open to receiving healing, as well as receiving this a deeper connection to higher levels of consciousness. And then the second part is a channeling, basically a Q&A where people can ask questions to the beings that come.
So would it be right to say that these beings are angels?
Yes, so they don't call themselves angels. It's us as humans. We have gave them a category. So in ancient times, you know, it started all with the Kabbalah and probably even earlier, but they've probably had different names. But they, you know, the Kabbalah is categorized beings of celestial nature. And the ones that came to support them in their growth and in their journey, they put them into the category of angels.
Okay. So basically positive energy is what I'm...
Yeah. A positive, intelligent, non-material form.
Awesome. Like those ones. So what is the workshop about? Like, how does it go? Like, step one, this happens. Step two, this happens.
Yeah.
Could you tell us details about the workshop?
Yes. Like, this format was not decided by me, but it was rather a given format for me to work with them. And the way it works is it's as simple as possible for the participant, right? All people have to do is come and receive. Now, everyone is sitting around on yoga mats, on chairs, on pillows, and so on. Or some people can lie down as well. They bring their blankets. And then I go, we have a little bit of a briefing. We tell them what's going to happen and how it's going to be and what you may feel and so on. And then I go into a form of trance and I go into my own meditation. It's recommended that other people also go into a form of meditation or a quiet time. Mm-hmm. And then when I go into the trance, the angels or the angelic energies start arriving into my body, and it's quite visible because my body is shaking and my hands are in mudras. And when that happens, they start working the healing in the room. That's the main, I'd say, first half of the entire experience, right? Then they'll work on the room or from where I'm sitting, and then they'll tell me to walk around and work on specific people hands-on. So I may actually touch people in an appropriate way and basically transfer some energy, or if there is like deeper healing that is required for some people, it will be done there as well. Not everyone is going to be worked on hands-on, obviously, and it also doesn't mean that others are not getting healing if they're not touched. Mm-hmm. Right, because the energy space that's created, the field we call it, it's so strong that they're working through that field on everyone. And then the second part is they stop the healing, and then which is often conducted by Raphael or Michael. Mm-hmm. And very often Raphael will announce himself either before or after the healing. Mm-hmm. He'll say something about the nature of the healing, or in general, evolution of mankind, or the evolution of the individual. And then the second part is the channeling, where a different one, Emmanuel, he comes to answer questions.
Okay. And have you had in your workshop like specific questions answered, or they're more of a generic nature, saying that, you know?
They're actually incredibly smart in the way they do this. The bigger the group, the more general the answers. Mm-hmm. And we tell people in big group sessions, please don't ask personal questions. There's no way for us to answer all personal questions, and then it becomes unfair to the one that gets to answer personal questions. And the way it's done is, if someone asks a personal question, they will immediately respond with a general answer.
Okay.
So it doesn't even make sense to ask a personal question in that setting, right? If you have 100 plus people. But if it's a smaller group, 5 people, 10 people, then more specific personal questions, or even like individual sessions, we can do more personal questions.
And probably sometimes a generic answer will resonate with many people, right?
Absolutely, that's the whole point. So if someone asks a general question, that there is a resonance for the entirety of the group.
So now, angels, very interesting concept, belief, you know, there's so many questions.
Yes.
Like, my question is, like, angels, as far as I know, communicate with us on a daily basis. How do we recognize the signs, the messages? Like, I know about angel numbers, but is there anything else that we can, you know, kind of pick up on a daily basis?
It's really hard for me to say, talk about this, because I was completely disconnected to that and fairly ignorant. I perceived angels to be a myth and a story that the religious institutions had created to basically bind people to their organization. So I thought it was a form of manipulation. So that was my that was me, right? And suddenly I have this experience where truly I have a direct connection and conversation, and they announce themselves with their names. And I thought, I'm really losing my mind. And I thought, there's no way I can talk to the public about this. This is like, this is too outrageous, and I'll be put into a category of, spiritual wannabes.
Endorsement happening here.
But then I eventually embraced it, and I started understanding a bit more context, and they gave me more and more details on their existence and why and how the connection is. It took a lot of spiritual work on my end personally to get to a level where I could communicate at that plane of communication. So the way I perceive it is, the more work you do, the higher you can get in terms of the frequency at which you can communicate, or your consciousness can reach. And the higher you go, the more pure it gets, right? And these angels and archangels are very, very high up on the frequency level.
This conversation continues in the part 2 of my podcast. Know more about angels, angel numbers, and how to get in touch with ourselves. Stick around and stay tuned to spiritualwannabe.com.